This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody working on the third watch, including all the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to that we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hour number two. Let's start with the pledge for the second time. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, you know, the president has been telling private companies to step up or he's going to take all the appropriate action. I wonder what that means.
Yeah, that does sound kind of vague, doesn't it? And I guess it's meant to be ominous. You know, he says, if federal support is needed, I will direct all appropriate action. The private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act, et cetera, et cetera. He's talking about the weaknesses in our transportation supply chain that the pandemic has exposed.
That he's created.
Well, of course. But you know what, Captain? It's almost this, and again, I think part of it is grandstanding because he wants to appear like he's doing something. Mm-hmm.
Well, that leads me to a comment from Judy down in Sarasota. I'm going to read it. She says, "Hi, Captain. All these problems are due to the Biden administration, and don't think for one minute the rest of the world is ignorant to that fact. Create a difficult problem and then try to take credit for fixing it. Disgusting." And that's from Judy in Sarasota. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is one of the oldest tricks in the book.
And That's what they do.
Yeah, create a crisis, provide the solution.
Yeah.
And that you would have seen that in Nazi Germany. You would have seen that in we've seen it 100 times, you know, happen like that.
Yeah, and more.
Right, because what it does is it gives the illusion that you're a savior of some sort.
Yeah.
But Biden's no savior.
And it should be pointed out that the mainstream media is now noticing that Biden's tensions with the press are ratcheting up as he once again has refused to take any questions. He's done this 3 days in a row.
That's exactly right. What he does is he turns around and he starts kind of walking away towards the door as they ask him, is Christmas canceled? Or what's that effect? Or, you know, what are you going to do? I thought one of the most interesting ones was, what are you going to do to stop, you know, to get gas prices back down? He didn't care. He just kept on walking. But, Captain, let's just say President Trump did that. Turn around, wouldn't take questions. You'd see headlines that say Trump barricades
himself. Impeach Trump.
Well, impeach Trump, but Trump's what is he hiding? You know, that kind of thing. But Joe Biden, they figured out that they can't have him answer those questions because he's going to go off the beam.
Now, the Israeli foreign minister came and paid a trip to Washington, D.C. and made some comments about Iran. He said there are moments when nations must use force to protect the world from evil.
And unfortunately, Captain, that was much clearer a long time ago than it is now, in,
yep.
in the sense that the evil has grown, but the clear eyes of saying you have to deal with it has become muddled.
Now, the Marine who criticized the Afghan withdrawal policy pled guilty yesterday. That would be Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. His guilty plea was accepted, and he faces what appears to be a minimal penalty. I don't know how true that is. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we just don't know. And I suspect that they will want to make an example out of him.
Well, his court martial started yesterday, and the decision will be today, I do believe, and we should know later in the day, I think.
Yes.
All right. Now, the Vice President Kamala Harris is blaming. You ready for this?
Yeah.
European explorers for perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease in America.
Yeah, I heard her say that, you know, and of course she's saying that because it was Columbus Day, which is now Indigenous Peoples Day. But again, doesn't this sound like it's just more political grandstanding, like she's just trying to get into the moment here? And does that make things better or worse? I mean, my goodness, what is she trying to accomplish here? That's my question.
Be relevant in some way?
I guess, yeah. It's so controversial in the sense that I guess she just wants to get on the news.
Yeah. And then Josie Boy Biden came out and said something yesterday which makes no sense because it's not true. But then again, who said he ever tells the truth? He said that the number of unvaccinated Americans is unacceptably high, and he insisted the mandates are working.
Right. Well, they're working in making the police walk off the job, the firefighters walk off the job, the nurses walk off the job.
And the numbers are dropping off dramatically and have been for months. Every month they've been dropping off. And this past month here, they were way down again.
Exactly. And I'm sure much to their chagrin, you know, in the White House. Because they want to keep this thing going no matter what. It's a real virus, but you're right. It has been dropping off.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is a great day in the neighborhood. And, of course, you know what I know, and he knows what he knows, and we all know what we know together. Hold on. We'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Last night, by the way, we went over that number. We had one hell of a show last night, and we went above that number last night, getting a lot of calls and a lot of comments from all around the country and all around the world, I might add. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, don't forget, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. You'll see a lot of items that are there for sale, and it'll say, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such and such. Now, the promo code, the only one you need to know about, is the word CAPTAIN. That's me, the promo code CAPTAIN. If you go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code, it'll get you the lowest price possible on some of the products that are there. Actually, all of the products that are there, because they're all available by using that promo code CAPTAIN. Now, they do have a logo link on a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. Right there on the home page, you'll see that. Click on that, it'll open up, and there'll be about 24, maybe more, items that are just priced insanely low. I mean, they are insanely low. And you can take advantage of that, too. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them on the phone and place your order, you can do that. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Telephone number 800-641-5459. Take advantage of that, and you can have all the Christmas gifts you want right there. And then you can hide them so Santa Claus can deliver them on Christmas Day, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You going to do that at Christmas?
I'm looking at some of these MyPillow things for Christmas, but absolutely. That's
right. Yeah,
that's
and
they're made in America.
Yeah, all of it. Yep, yeah. Great stuff. Okay, here we go. Kellyanne Conway says, people are now feeling the Biden economics at the gas pump and in a grocery cart. She says the winter of discontent is coming. You bet it is. And gas pump prices at the highest in 7 years are only going to go higher. They're talking about $4 a gallon average gas prices between now and the first of the year for the country, because nobody sees this gas situation coming under control. Biden can't do it. He alienated the oil industry by doing what he did to begin with, and they're basically going to tell him to kiss their butt.
Well, I think you're exactly right about that. And, Captain, barring any way that Jen Psaki could send some sort of weird signal through the cameras to hypnotize everybody to not see the gas prices going up, the prices of groceries, milk and bread and any other things that you can think of, everybody can see these things happening. They can't hide it. They can't spin it. They can't tell you, don't worry about inflation. It's all going to go away. It's not even really, really real. You know, nobody buys that. And so that's right. It is the winter of discontent.
Now, the federal appeals court, again, has allowed the Texas abortion law to stand. This is another shot in the butt for Biden, and again, it's showing that the Texas abortion law has got some backbone to it, and it looks like as if it's going to stay there. I don't think. I guess the next challenge for the Biden camp would be what, the Supreme Court?
Perhaps it's definitely going that way. The decision was done by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Right.
And so what it's going to do now, it puts the DOJ, it puts Texas on a collision course to see if someone else maybe brings up a lawsuit about it, for example. But it will make its way to the Supreme Court. I don't see any way why it wouldn't at this point.
And the House of Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee have written a letter demanding answers from the Energy Secretary Grantham, who used to be the governor of Michigan, another one of those homegrown people up there, going along with the current governor up there, who, by the way, is going to veto a bill that's being passed to change the election laws around to the affirmative, but she's going to veto it.
Yeah.
All right. China's escalating military presence on Taiwan is posing a serious challenge to democracies everywhere, because this has ramifications all around the world.
Well, Captain, you know, when President Xi in China says that he wants to reunify the country, I think we have to believe him. He's not saying that idly. He's not saying that metaphorically. He's not saying it to try to be nice and lure Taiwan back into the fold of mainland China and the Communist Party. He's saying that because they're going to go do it at some point. When that's going to happen, we don't know. But it's definitely, I don't think he's going to back down from that. I think by going into their air defense zone, not their airspace technically as it would be officially reckoned, but it's definitely provocative. And when you have perhaps nuclear issues that would immediately start coming up with some of these military weapons, this is a big, big deal. That could escalate very quickly.
Well, I'm not saying that Taiwan does not have nuclear weapons after they came out and the report was, in fact, that they did have some sort of nuclear weapons there to protect themselves. They did the same thing, I think, that Saudi Arabia did. They had the means of delivering them with the medium-range missiles, if you will, and they bought a bunch of warheads.
Right. Now, I think one of the ways that you stave this off, that would be, is number one, to codify what the United States is going to do if China attacks Taiwan. There's the Taiwan Support Agreement, basically, the One China policy, but honestly, it's not written in stone what the United States will do, or at least send some pretty strong messages from the White House to say we're not going to tolerate this kind of thing, and the rest of the world and our allies would back it up.
Now, we had a little issue yesterday with Joe Biden. We had another little poll come out about his job popularity and his great work that he's doing. He's down to 36% right now.
Yeah, that, and I hate to say it, that's like Titanic proportions. That's like, it's, you know, you're taking on water, and that's just the way it is at this point. It's almost to the point where the Biden administration will founder, just like the Titanic at some point, it would seem.
He's underwater by 20 points in most cases, regardless of where you look.
Yes, exactly. And there's no place where people are like, yeah, I like what Biden's doing on that. He's doing a good job. And that's unfortunate because it means America is losing all over the place.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening.
And here's
good.
And here's something else that's reflecting badly for the U.S. Now, normally, you would think this would be good. But unemployment claims have fallen to their lowest level since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic last year. Now, why is that bad?
Well, number one, that's good. That's a good question. I know some people have just stopped looking for work, you know, altogether.
Well, I think that's a fair answer. But what they've done is they've walked off the job. They just quit.
That's it.
So they can collect the unemployment, and they've got kids that they're getting $300 a kid or $250 a kid, and they got three or four kids, and they're getting the money for doing that. They're getting a check every month for that. They're not going to use it, by the way, to take care of the kids. They're going to use it to probably keep their houses and whatnot. And that's another point that we should make real quick. There are a bunch of homes that should this eviction thing suddenly get enforced. There's a bunch of people who are going to lose their homes.
They're going to lose their homes.
About 700,000.
Right, and then they're going to have all kinds of inventory on the market at that point.
I'll go on a buying spree. I'll go buy a bunch of places.
Yeah, and there will be investors.
I'll become a slumlord.
Yeah, well, they'll try and snap them up. But you're right about people quitting their jobs. Over 4 million people quit their jobs in August.
Right.
And, you know, they're doing that, and it's kind of like, remember that song back in the 70s? I can't remember the name of the artist. Maybe you would, maybe take this job and shove it. that was the song that,
Johnny Paycheck?
Yeah, Johnny Paycheck, exactly, yeah.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Right, yeah, Johnny Paycheck. But people are really doing that, and I'm wondering if it's like the best plan in the world right now to quit your job like that.
No.
But here's also what's happening. As we know, we got strikes going on right now. We've got the John Deere, 10,000 or more workers with John Deere. They've gone on strike.
Yeah.
And get this, Captain, in California, 24,000 nurses and medical technical people for working for Kaiser Permanente have voted to authorize a strike if they want to call one.
Yeah.
It's getting bad.
And Senator Kyrsten Sinema stuck it to Biden again because she's rejected the vote on the big Biden package before the infrastructure. She's not going to do it.
No, exactly. And you know what? I think she has the political cover, of course, to not do it. Because there's no critical... And the American people, no matter what Jen Psaki or Nancy Pelosi tells you, the American people don't want this stuff the way they're spending.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be coming back with more Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. We have got a lot more to be talking about here. Don't forget, this program is brought to you by a number of different concerns out there, and we hope you support them, because without them, we aren't on the air. It's that simple. All righty, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The drug company Moderna has cleared the first hurdle as far as getting its COVID-19 booster shots authorized for emergency use.
We do have a unanimous 19 out of 19 yes vote.
An independent FDA advisory panel recommended that the FDA sign off on the request. Jobless claims fell last week. 293,000 Americans were filing new claims. The White House, Jen Psaki, says that's good news.
Today we learned that last week's initial unemployment claims fell to another pre-pandemic low, down below 300,000 for the first time in almost 20 months.
Also, the Labor Department says another report shows 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August, most of which say they were looking for better pay, and union workers are now going on strike. 10,000 John Deere workers are marching the picket lines. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. That's Jeff in Sarasota did that for us. This portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, is an insurance company that's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, as they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Got a car you're driving? Got a truck you're driving? How about a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? They can insure all of it, and you'll save a boatload of money, too. Pardon the pun. You'll save a boatload of money, too, if you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy into the mix. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And if nothing else, they'll give you the name of the agent closest to you, or you can get all your questions answered right there online at the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Boy, I'll tell you what a busy night we've been having. We were going to expound on something for a little bit. I got an email from a guy in New York City that was telling me, you know, I really love your show, but you got so many commercials, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. First of all, it may sound like we do, but we get a three-minute break in between the segments, right?
That's right.
So the commercials that are played are 30 seconds, right?
Right.
So that's six, right?
Yep.
Unlike the big shows bigger than us, the network shows that have a much higher cost of doing business. For example, in New York, where they would have a 5, 6, or 7 minute break in between segments. You are aware of that, right?
Yep.
And consequently, if they run a bunch of 30-second spots or 45-second spots, whatever they do in there to put them in there, they'll pack in a half dozen or 7 or 8 or 9 or even 10 commercials in a row. So what we do with our little thing is nothing compared to the other ones, and those are the folks that have put their faith and their trust in us, and we enjoy being able to have them on our program. It's an honor to have them advertising here.
Well, that's right, and it helps, and this is what puts the program on the air, because obviously it takes funds to do that.
Sure, and some of those people have been with me 20 years that you hear.
That's right.
Yep, so there you go, and that's a loyal support group. All right, well, the January 6th panel, Kyle, is set to vote to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, of course, he and one other of Trump's former associates defied their subpoena, basically, to come in and talk to their committee. But one of the things that happens in some of these cases is they're defying the subpoena because their former boss, former President Trump, asked them to defy it on the grounds of executive privilege. Because there may be issues in there that would be covered by executive privilege. And so obviously this will work through. Now they want to, you know, try to throw the book of Bannon on this, and they may end up doing that. But obviously in this country, you can still challenge things and you could go to court. And that's, I think, what the next step would be in this.
And who did that in the Biden administration? Who ignored the subpoena they got to testify?
Who was that?
What cabinet person?
Who was that?
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
And what'd they do to him?
Zero.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Nothing.
Yeah, zero.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They just let him get away with it.
Well,
so
sure.
I'm not really concerned about that, and I don't think Steve Bannon is either, but we'll see. Now, the family of a Virginia high school student who was allegedly sexually assaulted by a gender-fluid boy, whatever the hell that means, will seek legal action against the Loudoun County School District, and I think they're going to win.
Well, exactly, and it depends on, obviously, they're going to bring this lawsuit, this complaint, and then, yes, it will, I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it in the news, but certainly, I mean, nobody should assault anybody. I mean, that's the thing, and if you create an atmosphere where that can happen, you can be liable for that.
All right, let's go to the phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Jimmy from Lakeland, Georgia.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm good. I was just letting you know I'm going to be in Tampa this weekend for the gun show down there at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. All right. You coming down to look at stuff?
I'm actually working. Got a friend that has a pile of ammo. They're selling bullets.
Give him a short plug here. What's the name of the company?
It's not really a company. It's a private owner, so I don't want to bring
it. Well, how are we going? Okay, but how are we going to find you? What do we look for?
We'll be the 2 6-foot-3-plus guys selling bullets.
All right, Jimmy. Well, maybe I'll get a chance to meet you over there. Okay.
Hey, if I see you, Captain, I'll sure wave.
Oh, I'll be recognizable. Okay, thanks, Jimmy.
No problem. Bye.
Yeah, take care. Okay. Well, there you go, Kyle. You never know.
That's right. That sounds like a great company name. With 2 6-foot-3 guys selling bullets.
Yeah, I go with that name. Okay, let's talk about Facebook for a minute, because once again, Facebook is up in the middle of things. Mark Zuckerberg. We got the report yesterday, the audit that showed us that he spent $419.5 million. In 2020, to push Democratic candidates and their votes across the goal line.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Do we need to? I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory there. Yeah.
Wow. And again, this guy here. Okay, I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you again. that Section 230, that amenity that they get that holds them not responsible for the things that are in there, they need to regulate those guys just like as if they're a newspaper or a radio station or whatnot, because of what they're doing when they avoid people out and when they block people and this, that, and the other, keep them from rendering their opinions. They need to go in there, the government, and they need to regulate these companies. That's one of them.
Well, right, and if it had gone the other way, if they were going the other way, basically, you'd probably see somebody like Hillary Clinton come out and say, they're attacking our democracy, you know, and said they would be a full-court press.
Well, they are attacking our democracy when they shut somebody up.
Well, of course, but in the sense that they would generate a media frenzy about it.
Yeah.
But this is, people are going to get mad about this anyway.
I had to tell Tucker Mark the other day that his things were disappearing. His comments were disappearing on some of the groups that I have on Facebook because they didn't like them and they just deleted them.
Yep.
And then they told me they deleted them.
That's right. But again,
so then I told him.
Right. But that, again, that's what you do if you're a publisher and not just a platform.
Right. All right. Now, speaking of guns, Smith & Wesson Brands, which is one of the oldest gun companies, manufacturing companies in the country, at one time which had been a permanent fixture in the northeastern part of the United States, has moved, Kyle. And where do you think they're moving to?
So Tennessee, I think.
You betcha. And they're not the only one going there.
That's right.
There's other gun shops and ammunition, gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers that are moving to Tennessee.
Yep.
And again, what does Tennessee not have?
Income tax?
State income tax. Yep, and they give them a big break when they come down there.
Well, sure.
Corporate tax.
And that's how you get business to come and put down roots. You know, California's kind of the opposite. It's like, if we can find you, we can tax you. You know, that kind of thing.
Come on out here, but we're going to tax you three times what anybody else, because we're losing people, so we have to make it up on you because you're stupid enough to bring a business. No, actually, Amazon is moving another part of their wing out of California, and Tesla has already moved their offices, their headquarters, to Texas.
To Texas, precisely. Well, you know, the proof's in the pudding. You know, people see exactly what's happening, and business makes decisions. Now, they could even have political viewpoints in the top brass of these businesses, but they still want to make money, and they're gonna vote with their dollars.
Okay. Now, the U.S. expects to resume regular evacuation flights from Afghanistan, but there's been not one word as to how many Americans or American passport holders are still there. We have no idea.
Yeah, does Anthony Blinken have an idea?
No, and we know there's people there.
Yeah, well, yeah. So
when we left and they said, oh, there's only 1,000 or 500. Hell no. There were almost 20,000 American contractors there with American passports. Give me a break.
Well, I perchance to think, Captain, most unfortunately, that we may never know, because at least during the Biden administration, because they don't really want to have any kind of accuracy on this at all. They want it all to go away and just stop talking about it.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to talk about it. It's not going to go away. Okay, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, which includes the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yet, we got some more stuff to talk about there. The weather's changed a little bit. We'll tell you where. We'll tell you how. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much. I decided to play that again because somebody said, was that Jeff? I said, yep, that's Jeff. Jeff in Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. You guys and gals out there on the road with the trucks, or even you're out there with an RV. They got an RV version of the Driver's Club, too. You can join and save yourself some money. Get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and then use them on down the line. And I'll tell you what, you just don't know what's going to happen until you try it. It's a great idea. All right, here we go.
Me now.
Shed and the Blackhearts. How about it, Kyle?
I love it.
Yeah, that definitely is getting to the point there with that one. And, of course, she's, she's still around, I think.
I think she still plays, yeah, and she still does music and records and stuff, I'm sure.
All righty. Well, we're going to turn you loose out west, and you got some weather out there. It looks like right now in, my gosh, that's Utah that's blowing up on us.
Well, that's right. We definitely have some freeze warnings to tell you about, especially in the state of Utah tonight. We've got some high winds to tell you about as well as we make our way around the map. Hard freeze warning, of course, this is going to be in mostly the western part of the the eastern part of the state, east of Salt Lake City, east of Interstate 15, I think around the area. Looks like maybe around the area of Moab and Gateway, and going on over into Colorado near Grand Junction along I-70, freeze warning there, Glenwood Springs, and then also a hard freeze warning in the Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder area, stretching over to the Kansas border as well, and that's going to be what they call a killer freeze. It's the first real deep freeze of the season, and that means that you got to wrap up your plants and take measures if you don't want other living things to be affected by this deep freeze. Also tonight, we do have a hard freeze warning along near Alamogordo in New Mexico. Southern California is going to be experiencing a moderate Santa Ana wind condition over the next 24 hours or so, from what we understand. So if you're especially out in the high desert, you have a high-profile vehicle, be very careful as we see this event come through, high pressure coming through. But then in the next few days, we'll start to see those temperatures go back down in the Southern California area,
mm-hmm.
But also we have a lot of cold temperatures all around the west tonight, Captain.
Well, starting North Dakota, the western half of North Dakota from Bismarck all the way to the Canadian line, all the way over to Montana, north, south, and everywhere in between, you've got a hard freeze warning tonight. Temperatures up there in the teens and 20s. Higher the elevation, colder the temperature. Then as we drop down to Nebraska, coming up I-76, coming into I-80 and over towards North Platte, you're going to have some really chilly temperatures there. So you got a hard freeze warning in there. Got a frost warning in the middle part of the state of Nebraska tonight. Over in Kansas, the western part of Kansas, all the way from the Kansas-Colorado line on down to Amarillo, Texas, you've got a freeze and then a frost warning. And then that frost warning continues down to Lubbock, so be advised. Now, in Oklahoma tonight, we also have an area in the central part of Oklahoma where we've got some flash flood watches going on. Apparently, we've had some thunderstorms in there. We still got a flood warning and a severe thunderstorm warning just south of Oklahoma City right now, so be advised of that. And then over in, if you're going up into Missouri on I-44, you're going to have dense fog running out east of Tulsa, over into Joplin, and over towards Springfield, and then down the western half of Arkansas tonight to include Little Rock. Little Rock on down towards the central part of the state. You're definitely going to have fog in there, so be advised of that. We've got fog tonight in the southern part of Mississippi that carries on down into New Orleans. And the eastern part of Tennessee, unsettled weather conditions there. Should be some storms blowing up in the daytime today. And then central part of North Carolina, southeastern corner of Georgia, northeastern corner of Florida, same thing there. This weather system that's over there is going to create some severe weather over in there, so be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And, of course, we appreciate him doing what he does for us very much. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Bill Clinton, we found out yesterday, has been in the hospital for several days out there in California. He does not have COVID, but he has some sort of infection. And somebody said it's similar to pneumonia. Do you know anything about it?
Well, it's known as sepsis, which is kind of an inflammation or infection of the blood. So he has been at University of California, Irvine, for several days. interestingly, that they just decided to come out and say so. But anyway, that's the issue.
Okay. And the other thing is, before we go to the happy hour break here, the FDA approved the Moderna COVID booster to be administered. Now, I'm not surprised that it took them this long to do that because the vaccine of choice, Pfizer, has, let's see, Nancy Pelosi as an investor, Chuck Schumer as an investor, and several other key members of Congress have money in Pfizer. So I'm not surprised it took that long. It's all about the money, kiddo. It's all about the money,
kiddo. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and when they're in a position to help themselves along, which, by the way, they're exempt from doing, but if you and I did that in the private sector, we'd be in jail.
Well, there'd be an investigation for insider trading, yeah.
Yeah, and we get a fine, and then they'd say, well, okay, we're going to make an example out of you. No, we'd be in big trouble for sure.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and finally, Joe Biden's approval rating yesterday hit the rock bottom so far, 36%.
Mm-hmm.
How low can
it was only a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It was only a couple of days ago. It was 38. So
yeah. And this was a Democratic poll that had him at 36.
Yep.
Unbelievable. But, you know, it is what it is. That's all I can say. And, of course, folks, when we come back on the other side of the break, the Biden's saying he's going to do this and that. The mainstream media seems to be a little bit upset with Joe Boy. But we got plenty to talk about here, so don't go anywhere. And John Deere has gone on strike. The movie workers union going on strike next week. And there might be a hospital, medical, laboratory group going on strike out there in California next week too. We'll see. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.